The head teacher held an assembly quoting the lines from the Bible about the two in the field. At the time of judgment, how one would be taken and the other left. A tentative symbolic link to emphasize our need to be ready, alert to new opportunities in honor of the leavers going out into the world, making their own way. I had already been out there, and it wasn't a good place. For me, the words were stabbing, confusing. Two boys in the field, one left, one taken. But why me? Why me? I never learnt why, but I did learn how. And the sadness of if only. If only Arnie had told them that he'd seen the man getting back in his car, slamming the door, leaving my bike, my beautiful shiny red bike. He'd watched him start the engine, the wheels spin as he quickly drove off. He thought of his mum telling him never to go near him, speak to him, speak of him. Locked in her shame of a man she thought she knew. A sick, twisted stranger. His strange, estranged dad. His real dad. If they had known who to look for, if Arnie had spoken, the words had spewed out, I could have been found. I would, I know, have been found. The law forgave him. He was just a child, unaccountable. The papers asked if I did too. I never answered. 7 years is a long time. People change. Even if they don't want to. Their way of lasting, surviving. So that small believing boy could one day come home. Looking back and riding forward, I've learnt the names we're given don't always fit. Just like perfect lives. It wasn't Arnie who was indestructible. That image of youth, balancing his bike on one wheel, riding no hands. It was me, the taken boy in the field. I'm still here. I came back. I'm one of the lucky ones.